Today's news headlines: Republican members of Congress came to President Donald Trump's defense during a press conference on Tuesday morning. The briefing about the coming budget negotiations was held just hours ahead of a scheduled vote on a House resolution condemning Trump's latest racist Twitter tirade aimed at four outspoken freshman women of color in Congress. Representative Kevin McCarthy, House Minority Leader, defended the president when a reporter asked him if Trump's tweets were racist.
Were the president's tweets that said go back racist?
No. And I do not believe the Speaker of the House was racist last week either when those individuals on her side of the aisle who are claiming the president's racist, when they claim she was racist either. I do not believe that. I believe this is about ideology. This is about socialism versus freedom. And it's very clear what the debate is happening. I understand when I listened to their press conference yesterday, they talked more about impeachment than anything else. Even one of those.
That's Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy speaking to press on Tuesday morning. Trump immediately thanked McCarthy on Twitter. Earlier, Trump urged his party to vote no on the House resolution condemning his language, saying, quote, "Those tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. The so-called vote to be taken is a Democrat con game. Republicans should not show weakness and fall into their trap. This should be a vote on the filthy language, statements, and lies told by the Democrat congresswomen." The GOP has dutifully complied with Trump's wishes and rallied around the president. On Monday afternoon, the four congresswomen who Trump has taken aim at, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib, held a press conference of their own. Here are excerpts of what each of them had to say.
Despite the occupant of the White House attempts to marginalize us and to silence us, please know that we are more than four people. We ran on a mandate to advocate for and to represent those ignored, left out, and left behind. Our squad is big. Our squad includes any person committed to building a more equitable and just world. And that is the work that we want to get back to. And given the size of this squad and this great nation, we cannot, we will not, be silenced.
He would love nothing more than to divide our country based on race, religion, gender, orientation, or immigration status. Because this is the only way he knows he can prevent the solidarity of us working together across all of our differences.
We love all people in this country, and that's why we believe healthcare is a human right. We love all children in this country, and because we do, that's why we fight for education for all children through college. And so we'll stay focused on our agenda, and we won't get caught slipping, because all of this is a distraction.
I remain focused. We remain focused on holding him accountable to the laws of this land and accountable to the American people. I urge House leadership, many of my colleagues, to take action to impeach this lawless president today.
That's the voice of Rashida Tlaib. Before her, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Before that, you heard from Ilhan Omar and Ayanna Pressley at a press conference on Monday afternoon. The four Democratic freshman congresswomen have become the targets of Trump and the Republican Party after an internal battle broke out between them and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Media commentator George Conway on Tuesday published an op-ed in the Washington Post entitled "Trump is a Racist President," saying that while he had doubts about whether the president was truly racist before this weekend, after Trump's attacks on the women of color congresswomen, he was convinced that, quote, "naivete, resentment, and outright racism roiled in a toxic mix have given us a racist president." Mr. Conway made no mention of his own wife, Kellyanne, who has served as the racist president's mouthpiece since his presidential campaign began. Meanwhile, House Oversight Committee Chair Elijah Cummings on Monday threatened to hold Kellyanne Conway in contempt of Congress for defying a congressional subpoena to testify at a hearing. In other news, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has refused to back a White House plan to raise the debt ceiling as a fallback if Congress failed to pass a new federal budget bill by the end of next week. The Trump administration is hoping the Democrat-dominated House will raise the debt limit separately from budget negotiations, but Pelosi has so far refused, saying Democrats will vote on a two-year budget for the government. The Justice Department has refused to charge police involved in the killing of Eric Garner in New York 5 years ago. Garner, a 43-year-old black man, was strangled by police officer Daniel Pantaleo, and his last words, "I can't breathe," became a rallying cry against racist police brutality in the early stages of the Black Lives Matter movement. The DOJ's decision to not file charges was the final legal step to obtain justice for Garner's death. Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, said 5 years ago, "My son said, 'I can't breathe,' 11 times, and today we can't breathe because they have let us down." Protests in Puerto Rico have rocked the government of Ricardo Rosello, a governor who has come under fire for corruption. Police on Monday fired tear gas and rubber bullets into a crowd of thousands that had gathered outside the governor's mansion, angry over leaked messages that were exchanged between Rosello and some of his top aides, denigrating the victims of Hurricane Maria. The messages also included a joke about shooting Carmen Yulín Cruz, the outspoken mayor of San Juan, and a homophobic joke about Puerto Rican pop star Ricky Martin. Although Rosello has apologized and claimed to fire the staffers with whom he had the exchanges, Puerto Ricans remain adamant that he resign. The Trump administration on Monday announced that it would immediately begin enforcing its ban on health clinics that receive tax dollars from referring pregnant women to get abortions. The move prompted a major clinic in Maine to drop out of the government's funding program. George Hill, president of Maine Family Planning, said in an interview with AP, "It is objectionable that the federal government is so arrogant as to dictate what our medical professionals can and cannot say to our patients. There are currently numerous lawsuits challenging the rule, but the Department of Health and Human Services has been given the green light to begin enforcement." Protests have resumed on the Big Island of Hawaii in opposition to a major planned telescope on the summit of Mauna Kea. The multinational telescope project had been delayed for years after facing protests from Native Hawaiians and their advocates over a site that they consider sacred. State officials just announced a road closure to resume construction, prompting fresh protests and roadblocks by activists. And finally, North Korea has hinted that it may restart its nuclear testing program in response to joint military training exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. North Korean leaders said they viewed the training exercises as a rebuke to the joint efforts with the U.S. to negotiate a peace agreement. The foreign ministry released a statement saying, "With the U.S. unilaterally reneging on its commitments, we are gradually losing our justification to follow through on the commitments we made with the U.S. And that does it for our news headlines today.